WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. More free parking could become available in College Station's Northgate District. Mayor Nancy Berry says it was requested by Northgate business owners.
They would like some free spots, and so we're going to make the promenade free from 11 to 2 or 3, mm-hmm. so the lunch hour is free. And we're going to change the new rates to parking lots, meters, and garage to full to get our costs back, you know, break even there.
The council learned at last night's meeting the rate changes will take effect by August 19th. The council approved delivery parking at the back of the promenade mornings between 7 and 11. Also, the council approved new zoning to allow microbreweries in Northgate. A longtime employee at the City of Bryan has added responsibilities. Water Services Director Mark Jurica's work includes code enforcement.
So junk vehicles, high weeds and grass, open storage, those kind of things are going to be new to me. Signs, those are new over here. So we've taken all these eight individuals, put them under one roof right now at the Nerve Center, the mothership.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to try to take these people and put a dynamic blend. So we want to cross-train.
Jurica says eight employees will be cross-trained to handle more duties.
It goes from as small as just a sign on a utility pole to something being illegally dumped into the sewer system it could be colors on a building.
Bryan residents and business owners are encouraged to call in questions and complaints to 209-5900. 5 years after being approved by College Station voters, construction starts this fall on a new freeway interchange at Rock Prairie Road. The Texas Transportation Commission yesterday awarded the $5.4 million project. Completion is projected in the spring of 2015. The city had budgeted $740,000 to buy right-of-way and easements along Rock Prairie from the freeway to Norman Drive, which is between the Med and Brian Bachman Park. The only questions College Station City Council asked last night before approving a list of budget amendments were about new synthetic turf fields at Veterans Park. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz was asked why the total cost went down by $600,000.
We missed the numbers a little bit. We had a consultant come in and give us numbers of what the other projects that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And we missed it. We undershot it.
About one-fourth of the $4.4 million project is additional parking.
Just over $1 million alone just for parking. And if you all are aware of the situation, Veterans Park, parking is at a premium, so we did not want to skimp in that area.
The fields will have lights bright enough for games to be seen on television, and a flood control pond will also be built. The $450 million redevelopment of Kyle Field now has the approval of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. That follows funding agreements between A&M, the City of College Station, Brazos County, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. CVB President Shannon Overby, who just returned from a national conference, says it's a first.
There's certainly been a lot of buzz, not just within our community, about the game changer that these agreements will create, but other cities all across the nation are looking at us going, how did you do that? We want to do something like that in our own community.
A&M is getting $36 million over the next 30 years from increases in the local hotel occupancy tax. In return, the CVB gets to rent university facilities at reduced rates for tourism and convention-related events. Tuesday's the last day of the state legislature's second special session, where the House and Senate are still split over future highway funding.
I'm fearful that we may be headed to another session. The governor's already threatened that if we don't get it done, he will call a special session. And I do think transportation is that important.
Representative John Rainey of Bryan, speaking with Scott DeLucia, had not planned on being in Austin this long.
Don't let the lease run out on your apartment yet, right?
Oh, no, it's gone. I'm staying at a $40 a night motel.
Oh,
would you believe I can buy one of those over here?
Man, that's amazing.
The House that has not come up with a proposed constitutional amendment where 100 members will approve, the magic number to send to voters. The practice of hydraulic fracturing or fracking in energy production should be regulated by the state. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has introduced legislation to combat attempts by at least 10 federal agencies to add regulations.
There are, you know, a couple movies out, Gasland 1 and 2,
that have tried to dramatize problems with it, but it's a movie. I mean, they're movies, and the incidents they report were all widely discredited as being caused by hydraulic fracturing. So my bill is a way to assert the primacy of states' rights and to restrict the ability of the federal government to go down a rabbit trail that it doesn't have the statutory authority to go down.
Among those testifying yesterday in Washington supporting Flores's proposal were state regulatory officials, including those with the Texas Railroad Commission. And Bryan College Station is one of the best places to live in the U.S., according to Kiplinger's Personal Finance. The Twin Cities rank third and are the only city from Texas to place. Rankings are based on factors such as size, schools, home prices, and job opportunities, and will appear in the September 2013 issue. WTAW News Time is 7:12 at 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. Also on Saturdays at Royalty Pecans, free wine tastings from 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday this month. Make plans to spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Royalty Pecan Farms, open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit Norman G. Tractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare. Helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Another day, another big complex of thunderstorms off to our north. For today, we'll have a fair amount of sunshine. Temperatures will be up around 95 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, we could see a late day storm. Highs will be near 95. Tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy, lows near 75. Sunday, partial sun, the risk of a late day storm. Highs on Sunday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Arizona Cardinals have put Ryan Swope on the reserve retired list. We've got information on Meet the Aggies Day, and it's no longer Jerry World. All that and more with sports. It's no longer Jerry World.
Okay.
All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
In Jerry's mind or in other people?
No, AT&T said, you know, we're giving you one point some bill.
Oh.
It's going to be called AT&T, yeah. Not Jerry World.
Yeah. Well, once again, good luck on that because, once again, common usage usually wins out. So we'll see how that works. But okay, a cemetery in the U.K. has fined a grieving mother for leaving flowers on her daughter's grave. See, that's not a good thing.
And at what point does the person running the cemetery go, yeah, I think this is a good idea. Right. Let's hit her with a fine.
Insult to injury, they tack the ticket onto the daughter's headstone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The penalty notice reads, quote, additional items are placed on this grave, which unfortunately do not comply with the cemetery guidelines. It is necessary to apply for a garden permit or the items will be removed. Other people have reportedly been fined for violations like having too many flower pots, and the grief tax, as they call it, ranges from $79 to $133, depending on the size of the burial plot.
If that's the case, and they put it on the tombstone, then, much like the person in the car that gets the ticket, shouldn't the dead person pay the fine?
Yeah, exactly. Cemetery officials are defending this. They're going, well, when somebody has a garden, it makes it more difficult for the area to be maintained. Well, of course they do. Oh, man. They're just people running around wanting rules to enforce. They just want to do that. That's all there is to it.
I just don't. How could you, in good conscience, ma'am, I'm sorry your daughter died. You owe us $100.
Yeah. Get all that stuff off the headstone, off the grave. We don't want that happening. Okay.
Yikes.
Jenna Conti just wants to swim in her custom-made mermaid costume. Like everybody has.
Yeah,
okay. Fish Hawk Ranch Community Pools in Tampa. But the rules are the rules. The Local Development District Board, that's kind of like an HOA, I guess, and the rules say that no swim fins in the pool. So Jenna, or Eden Cyrene, as she likes to be known when she swims. Of course she does.
Yes!
Of course she does. Has been left high and dry, so to speak.
Oh, that was bad.
Yes, Jenna, or Eden, however she would like to be called, says that she just wanted to really show some magic here in Fishhawk. I bet she did. Her dream lives on. She hopes to someday swim with other mermaids.
And her daughter, Twinkle.
Yeah, really, at the Florida Aquarium. Her daughter, Twinkle, who works in Alabama. Oh, okay.
Have you seen this from Reddit?
None.
It's a way to tell that people are lying.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Running late, be there in 5 minutes, really means I won't even be leaving the house for another 5 minutes.
Good point. Yes, you're exactly right. Yeah, that is true. That's
the proverbial, and this for the ladies in particular. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but sometimes you really are fine, or you just want to be left alone.
Well, but see, that's the thing, is sometimes I'm fine is the answer to the question you shouldn't ask, what's wrong?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not trying to be rude.
I was thinking that the other day. You should never, if you are starting a joke with "Don't be offended," but
yeah.
That means you should not tell that joke.
Probably not.
Recently did that.
How about just kidding?
Oh yeah,
I'm mostly kidding, but there's an underlying truth about this, and it's probably about you.
Yeah, very true.
That was my last piece of gum. To be honest with you.
Oh, see, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that doesn't work.
And finally, clearly, obviously, and basically.
Very nice. So when people use those things, we're talking lying.
Those are three that mean I really don't have any real evidence to support anything that I'm saying at all.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably true. Hello?
My favorite is with all due respect.
Very nice. Yes, sir, you're correct.
With all due respect, shut up.
Yeah. Or don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you were talking yesterday about the states that have the most offenses and how much it costs to defend a ticket. One more note from that little study. The state with the most unmarked state police cars, Connecticut. State police.
And that was on that same list.
State police drive Camaros, Mustangs, Grand Nationals. I believe I saw a Texas Department of Public Safety guy in a Charger the other day that was just gray, you know? So I'm just saying. After all, the speed limit is 75. That works pretty well if you're out on the bypass. So, Just saying. If you want to do more than that, then I guess you get to pay for it. I've never done that before myself. So.
It's just going to be mumble. Yeah, right.
Shocking. The television station out there in California that was responsible for the...
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. Yeah. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Lo, Ho Lee, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. Yeah. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
Right. Not one, not two, but three producers got fired yesterday for that one.
Well, how on God's green earth can you not see that and go, really? Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, don't forget, she's so ugly, bless her heart. I'm just saying.
Don't start with ugly. That's not nice. Anyway, there you go. So that's they fired three producers there. If you don't know, this is a pretty cool thing. Pay it forward. You know about pay it forward?
Yes.
You know where you buy something and then go ahead and take care of the person behind you?
Our sister station actually does that as a thing every now and then.
Oh, do they? Mm-hmm. Okay. Drive-through customer at Heavenly Donuts in Amesbury, Massachusetts started to pay it forward yesterday. Chain lasted for 55 people. It broke when they ran out of customers. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Always always fun to do. All right. You know how we like things bigger and better in Texas. Just saying. Yeah, here we go.
See, you said it.
I did. Nancy Allen... from Texas, don't know exactly where, hiking with her daughter 6,000 feet up on Mount St. Helens in Washington on Wednesday.
So she could twinkle like a star.
Sure she could. She slipped and hurt herself. So it was at that time that Nancy called the sheriff's office around 8 o'clock saying that she needed help. Miss Allen said that she was having trouble getting down the mountain, so they sent a search and rescue team out. They scrambled them. They reached Miss Allen and her daughter about 11 o'clock. Officers checked Miss Allen for injuries, and then they began their descent. What they did is they put her into a rescue basket, which is not unusual. They do that so that the person going down is able to move a little more efficiently, I guess you'd say. So they put her in the basket, and they're moving her down the mountain. And the injuries then seemed to bother her a little bit more. They hiked down 2,000 feet down the mountain before taking a break at 5:20 in the morning. Okay, so at that point, Miss Allen stopped the effort and decided to call a private helicopter to remove her and her daughter at the rate of $1,000 an hour. So you're coming to rescue me, but you're not taking me down the mountain fast enough.
Wow.
Yeah. A spokesman for the sheriff's office said, I'm not aware of any incidents like this. This is the first time I've heard about it as far as I know. You're not rescuing me fast enough.
Bombers Baseball, your minor league experience right here in the Brazos Valley. Fireworks, bobbleheads, a huge inflatable kid zone, cotton candy, Thirsty Thursday, turkey legs, on-field entertainment, live music. Kids get to run the bases every night. The world-famous Smitty Burger and so much more. Start your minor league experience today at American Momentum Bank Ballpark and online at bvbombers.com. Tickets start at just $5. Bombers Baseball, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, Brazos Bingo, Jones & Low Agency, and Sterling Auto Group.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and serve faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
Want to take a college class but can't find the hours in the day? Well, how about a blend college class where you never have to come to campus? Or a blended class that's half on campus and half wherever? Try a distance learning class at Blinn College. With more offerings now than ever, 200 online classes and 130 blended classes, we've got an option that's right for you. Your classes, your schedule. Check out distance learning at blinn.edu/online. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Hot today, right about 100, and we'll continue with those high temperatures all the way through Tuesday of next week. Lows around 76 or so. Chances of some showers starting tonight and through the weekend, but it's only about 20 or 30%. They could just kind of pop up at any time. And right now, we're looking at about 90% relative humidity, and it's 79 degrees.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Supreme Court is probably going to decide the fate of Detroit. That's because a central issue in the bankruptcy proceedings has never been resolved by the high court. When it comes to pension guarantees made to state workers and retirees, do federal laws take precedence over state laws? Here's why it matters. The Michigan Constitution has a clause. Guarantees pension benefits will be paid no matter what. Now, because of that clause, retirees of bankrupt Detroit believe their checks should keep coming. In good times and bad. Other states also have laws protecting retiree pensions, but if there's no money in the Treasury, who is expected to pay for previous promises Democrats made to Democrat City workers? Now, in Detroit, there are over 20,000 retired workers with over $3 billion in pension and $6 billion in health benefits, all underfunded. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and Detroit's emergency fiscal manager Kevin Orr argue that these benefits must be trimmed, along with Detroit's other debts, to restore fiscal sanity. On Wednesday, unions and liberals lost the first round when a federal bankruptcy judge ruled the matter is going to be decided in federal court, not state court. So Democrats have got to be worried, but so should taxpayers. Sooner or later, we're going to all be asked to bail out these Democrats wherever they are. It's as predictable as the sun setting in the West. Liberalism goes down in flames. A taxpayer gets the tab. It always happens that way.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-536-7070. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-536-7070. That's 1-800-536-7070.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's national attention about funding agreements recently approved to help pay for the redevelopment of Kyle Field. Convention and Visitors Bureau President Shannon Overby says it was a conversation topic during a convention last week in Orlando.
As far as I understand it, with a university, we are the first ones to pull a university, two cities, and a county all together to get something like this done.
And she's working on bringing all the parties together to celebrate what she considers to be a historic achievement.
Because there's certainly been a lot of buzz, not just within our community, about the game changer that these agreements will create, but other cities all across the nation are looking at us.
Increasing the local hotel occupancy tax will generate $36 million for the project. In return, A&M reduced rates at university facilities for the CVB to bring in convention and tourism business. The $450 million project has also received the approval of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. Kiplinger's Personal Finance has named Bryan College Station as one of the top 10 places to live in the country. The Twin Cities rank third. Rankings are based on populations and job availability, home pricing, schools, and healthcare access. More than $4 million is going into improvements at Veterans Park. The College Station City Council approved a budget amendment last night for the project. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says the project is much more than adding two synthetic turf fields.
Over $1 million is just parking. You have several hundred thousand into the detention pond. You have several hundred thousand into the sidewalk access, the lighting.
Schmidt says it's for more than the return of the state 7-on-7 football championships.
One is youth soccer, the other is youth and older soccer. And in between that, we have a lacrosse tournament. So we've already booked those in, and that's at a time when we normally don't have the fields available. So we already have people knocking on our door to use those facilities.
Funding comes from College Station's hotel occupancy tax. More construction will be starting along the Earl Ritter Freeway. At least 5 years in the making are improvements of the freeway interchange at Rock Prairie Road. A $5.4 million contract was awarded yesterday by the Texas Transportation Commission. Construction starts this fall and is expected to be completed in the spring of 2015. In 2008, College Station voters passed a bond issue to buy right-of-way to expand Rock Prairie from the freeway to Norman Drive between Brian Bachman Park and the Med. The College Station City Council took up three items involving the North Gate District. Mayor Nancy Berry says city staff and business owners came up with another location for short-term delivery parking.
It's still a work in progress. It's not, 100%, but we're looking at taking a back part of the promenade parking lot from 7 a.m. to 11 and making that a temporary loading zone.
The council also heard about parking rate changes that will start by August 19th. There will be free parking at the promenade over lunch hours and higher rates at other times. Also, Northgate zoning was changed to allow microbreweries. Online at WTAW.com, you can get more information on all three issues. A reorganization of Bryan City employees has moved the Code Enforcement Department under Public Works. The new supervisor is Water Services Director Mark Jurica.
Instead of having four people specialized in one thing, we'll have eight people who can do everything. Send these folks out within the city, have more feet on the ground, hopefully have a more observant crew, and hopefully provide a better service to our residents and to our customers.
Bryan business owners and residents are also invited to report concerns and ask questions.
It's just in general the standards which the city council's put forward that we want to make sure that those standards are being met and we have a fair and a uniform playing field for everybody within the city to operate under.
The Public Works phone number is 209-5900. A subcommittee in the U.S. House took testimony yesterday on legislation proposed by Congressman Bill Flores giving states regulatory control over the oil production practice of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Testimony included an illustration using an iPad.
The thing that makes that iPad work is the charger. But if you look at this great increase in natural gas production that we've had of abundant, inexpensive natural gas, it's caused a revolution in manufacturing jobs. And what is it that's put us in that position? It's because the new technologies we're using in hydraulic fracturing, essentially the charger for a natural gas world that we have today in the United States, this new environment, is hydraulic fracturing.
Flores says his bill is in response to at least 10 federal agencies who want to regulate fracking. And the state legislature remains divided over what to ask voters to increase highway funding. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says the House doesn't have 100 votes supporting the Senate plan.
They put a $6 billion minimum for the rainy day fund to not drop below, and I don't know whether that's going to pass in the House. I know that probably a lot of the real conservative Republicans would be voting for it, but it puts in danger some of the education funding, and I don't think we're going to get much help from Democrats on that, so I'm not sure we can get 100 votes.
100 votes are necessary out of the House for voters to consider a constitutional amendment. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest-growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV, and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor, brands that are built to last for decades. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand-new 2013 Puma Bunkhouse for only $16,500. Stock number is 1546. Need something that's even a hotter deal than that? Then take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300MP toy hauler. Now, this is the number one selling toy hauler in North America, and it's sale priced now at $52,995. The stock number there is $23,97. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands. Go to RV Station online or come by and visit them at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes. Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the line.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Good morning. It's 7:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Another day, another big complex of thunderstorms off to our north. For today, we'll have a fair amount of sunshine. Temperatures will be up around 95 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, we could see a late day storm. Highs will be near 95. Tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy, lows near 75. Sunday, partial sun, the risk of a late day storm. Highs on Sunday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
This franchise's ability to have a partner like AT&T. Now, that's stronger than horseradish.
Yeah, it is stronger than horseradish.
Even if they tell me I can't call it Jerry World anymore. Well,
that's Jerry Jones talking about the new name for the stadium. The Arizona Cardinals have officially put Ryan Swope on the reserve retired list, plus a whole lot more coming up in sports. But before we go a step further, and because it's Friday and this is just silly fun, I stumbled into somebody tweeting that they had looked at, like, one of their friend's newborn children.
Okay.
And that newborn babies were ugly.
Yeah.
As long as it's not your baby.
Right.
So I found a thing on the Stir that is six ways to handle seeing an ugly baby for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Say, I'm speechless.
Oh, very nice.
Parents will assume that you have no words and are overjoyed.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Stand there with your mouth hanging open. It'll look like you're shocked at how beautiful the kid is. Laugh, but make sure that it's like a giddy kind of laugh, not the, wow, that baby's funny looking laugh. Say, oh my gosh, or wow, over and over and over again. Cover your face or your mouth, maybe even your eyes like you're playing peekaboo, anything that will make them think something else, that you're doing something else.
Yeah.
And then it says, do what most people do. Just lie. Practice saying beautiful, gorgeous, until you believe it.
Yeah. Just keep on saying it over and over,
over and over again.
But you don't have to say all that trash. You can just make a face at the baby or try to make it laugh or something. You don't have to say something.
You know, in Texas, we like to think we got a lot of oil.
Yeah, sure.
Well, truth be known that we basically had to give that back over to those folks over there in Saudi Arabia, because they, you know, they got the Duar over there. And then Russia's got some big oil fields. But now comes word that we may be able to come back and point out the fact that we're floating on some oil.
Really?
Pioneer Natural Resources. This is an Irving-based company that ranks as one of the country's largest independent oil and gas firms, is estimating the recoverable oil in a single field in West Texas Permian Basin. You ready?
Hmm.
50 billion barrels.
Is the government going to let us actually access it?
Well, I don't know about that.
Or are they going to say, this is not a good idea?
At almost twice the estimated reserves in the Eagle Ford, that would make this field, which is named the Spraberry Wolf Camp, the largest in America and the second largest in the world behind Duar.
That's amazing.
It is.
Because there needs to be more oil up around Odessa.
Yeah, yeah, because you already can't find a house there.
No.
Talking to a guy the other day, he said he had a friend who lives in Midland, and guy said, I could sell my house for four times what it's worth. I wouldn't be able to buy anything because there's nothing up there. It's amazing.
Well, and they've got, what, a $64 kajillion high school football stadium.
Yeah,
I mean, just look at the tax revenues up there.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, Odessa was renting out entire apartment complexes for their teachers to live in. It's a crazy world up there. Now, there are folks who are skeptical about this, which generally happens. They say that it takes, oil companies usually take a little bit of art, a little bit of magic, and then they put it together with what they think.
What is this, Disneyland?
Yeah, well, they think this is what the field produces. What they do is they take the production information from existing wells, then they extrapolate that over the entire field, and the field could be millions of acres, so that's how they're coming up with what it's all about.
Gotcha.
But still, technology has changed in the last 3 years, and the way they get stuff out now with fracking and such causes a field that usually has relatively low levels to start being a big producer. Now, the money is flowing in, and it's getting bigger. Just remember now, one of the largest mineral rights owners in the field is the Permanent University Fund. Put your hand over your heart, because that's for Texas A&M University and that little school over in Austin. Over the last 5 years, the fund's royalties from oil production have more than tripled to $414 million.
Well, then why are tuitions going up?
Shh. Whoa. I don't think anybody asked you to say that.
Stirring the pot, Kevin.
Man,
was that out loud?
Yeah. Anyway, for his part, John Sharp, he's the chancellor there at the university, says, quote, we understand the historical ups and downs in the oil and gas business, and in order to be more fiscally responsible to our constituents, you must plan conservatively. So we're going to put some of that in the bank, they say. And you just don't say that about tuition again, okay?
I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not.
That's okay. Six companies and how they got their names coming up in just a little while. If you ever wonder how Twitter and BlackBerry and Yahoo and Hotmail and Ecstasy and Skype got their names, we'll tell you about that. In the meantime, I don't think you're going to have this in sports. This is kind of an embarrassing situation.
Is it hotter than horseradish?
Yeah, really. Let's say that you've got yourself a pretty good football program going on.
Okay.
You want to do what you can to go ahead and hype up those players who do well in your program because you want those young recruits at 18 years old coming in and seeing some hero's name down there or up on a wall or in a plaque or someplace like that so that you can dream that one of these days your name will be there too.
Okay.
And the coach reminds you that it could happen for you. You know, you come here and you become a West Virginia tater tot or whatever, then you could have your name right there too.
You could be the next Johnny Football.
You could. That's exactly right. Unless, of course, your name happens to be Hernandez. Aaron.
Oh, I saw that.
And you're an All-American from Florida. No. Well, it's easy to take those pictures down, but you see, they do this thing there in Florida that if you're an All-American, then they go ahead and they lay this ginormous brick down with your name right outside Ben Hill Griffin Stadium.
Mm.
So yesterday they got the saws out and they cut that baby out. They took his block out.
An extraction?
That's basically right. That would have been a brick-eel extraction that they did there.
A brick-eel.
Yeah.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/5/13.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Most of us believe in the life-changing power of forgiveness. When we want someone to forgive us, that is. But if we hope to receive it, shouldn't we be willing to extend it as well? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Jean Valjean, hero of Victor Hugo's epic story, Les Miserables, became a hardened criminal through unfortunate circumstances. He was what most people would have called a lost cause, but then someone showed him mercy. After his release from prison, Valjean stayed with the local bishop and repaid the bishop's hospitality by stealing some of the household silver. Despite the betrayal, the bishop chose grace over revenge. He refused to press charges, and when the police hauled Valjean back to his door, the bishop said, "My friend, you forgot the candlesticks. Take them and the rest of the silver with my blessing." Valjean was so touched by this man's outpouring of forgiveness, he spent the rest of his life extending help to others in need of mercy. Why does this story resonate so powerfully with us? Well, because we know in our hearts its message is true. When you know you're to blame and you get nothing but grace in return, it'll change your life for the better. It'll change the lives of the people we extend forgiveness to as well. So the next time someone least expects it, offer them your forgiveness instead of your revenge. It may work wonders. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. The Arizona Cardinals officially put Ryan Swope on the reserve retired list. The Aggie wideout was put on the list because of an ongoing concussion issue. Quote, "We knew Ryan had a concussion history in college and understood that it could possibly be an issue," said General Manager Steve Keim. But weighing all the elements, the medical information available, the particular position in the draft, it was a decision we were comfortable making. Over the course of the subsequent evaluations, we all decided that Ryan's long-term well-being was the number one priority, and this was the best course of action to be taken. 1 week prior to the season opener against Rice, fans of Texas A&M football will have an opportunity to meet the Aggies. The Aggie football team will sign autographs Saturday, August the 24th, from 1:30 until 3 inside the Gillum Indoor Track Complex located at the south end of Kyle Field. With training camps opening across the country, 35 former A&M football players are looking to secure spots on final rosters. The longest tenure, A&M All-Pro Shane Leckler, spent 13 years with the Oakland Raiders before jumping to Houston over the offseason. Leckler was a four-year Aggie letterman from 96 to 1999. In Bombers baseball, Logan Birch of Lubbock Christian University got his start tonight for the Bombers, last night for the Bombers. He went seven innings, gave up six hits, one run, striking out five as the Bombers halted a two-game skid, beating Victoria 4-1. In Birch's last start, he had no Ks and was asked what worked better last night.
Just my ability to keep them off balance and miss bats, basically. I mean, there wasn't anything I was doing any different than last time. Just tried to get strike one, strike two, strike three.
Bombers are back at home Saturday against the East Texas Pump Jacks. First pitch at 7:05.
Meiser lines a base hit into left center field. Edwin scores. Adam getting the wave home. The throw comes in. There's no relay. Lynn scores. And the Blue Jays lead Houston 4-0.
Mark Burrell pitched a two-hitter, and the Toronto Blue Jays ended a seven-game losing skid by beating the Stros 4-0. The last-place Blue Jays had been 0-6 since the All-Star break, and Toronto had dropped 14 of their last 18. Houston lost last night for 18th out of 22 games. Mariano Rivera is the Duracell Bunny. He posted yet another save for the Yankees, and they beat the Rangers 2-0 yesterday. Rivera pitched the ninth inning for his 33rd save of the season, and that extends his career record to 641. Here's Rangers manager Ron Washington after getting nipped by the Yanks.
I'm just a little inconsistent, but we're going to keep grinding. It's not like a base hit didn't solve some things. We had opportunities to get some base hits. We just didn't get it.
More documents were unsealed in the Aaron Hernandez case on Thursday. The most newsworthy was a photo that emerged with Hernandez from his home surveillance cameras. As CBS Boston notes, police say the photo was taken about 15 minutes following the death of 27-year-old Olden Lloyd. It appears as though Hernandez in this photo is holding a gun in his left hand. Other relevant news that emerged was that Lloyd was killed with a .45, but police have not found the weapon yet. Texas Rangers have placed running back Arian Foster and safety Ed Reed on the physically unable to perform list a day before the first practice of training camp, which is actually today. Reed is recovering from surgery to repair a partially torn labrum from April the 30th. Foster strained his right calf muscle early in organized team activities and didn't practice again, but the team said he should be ready to go by mid-camp. Matt Schaub had high praise indeed for J.J. Watt coming into this year's training camp.
You know, it was just incredible to see the amount of plays, given the attention he was getting, especially the second half of the season. And I'd like to say he can get better and achieve more, but, you know, those numbers were pretty impressive that he had. But, you know, I see the sky's the limit for him. He can legitimately be one of the best defenders to ever play this game.
And finally, it's a done deal. As we reported earlier this week, the Dallas Cowboys announced a multi-year, multi-million dollar branding deal that will change the name of Jerry World / Cowboy Stadium to AT&T Stadium. The team owner, Jerry Jones, said he wants his $1.2 billion showplace to be a building more familiar than the White House.
And one of the reasons this stadium is here, there's no joy in Mudville. There's no able to compete or have your mind on the game if you're sitting around worrying about some of the finances. One of the great things that's a tribute to our fans, one of the great things that's a tribute to the Cowboys tradition, one of the great things that we've worked the hardest to protect is this franchise's ability to have a partner like AT&T. Now, that's strong and horseradish.
Yes, sirree, Bob. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom-designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets.